God, and people don't really accept the fact that men's hearts are not loving and kind and just a desire to do good. According to what we're going to be reading to you here, it reveals what man's hearts really are. And, you know, a lot of times we don't think of things as bad as they really are because we're not looking at them through the eyes of a righteous God, one that's perfect. And so you and I, what we consider, you know, to be all right and acceptable may look pretty bad in the eyes of God. That's why each and every one of us, no matter how good that we are or how good we try to be, we need forgiveness and we need the mercies of God. And the devil will convince us that what we're doing is okay because the rest of the world is doing far worse. So we might look pretty good in our own eyes, but I hope and pray that each and every one of us will be honest with ourselves and see ourselves for who we truly are. You take the diamonds that is man-made. They look good to the naked eye. But when you look at them through a jeweler's tool, you can see that they're not. They're no ways near what a real diamond is. And, you know, when I used to work in construction, we would spend a lot of money getting tools that had diamond edges on them because you could cut things with them. And one of them was a diamond blade for cutting concrete that it had little specks of diamonds in it, and it was all through concrete just like nothing. Well, that's because that diamond is so much harder. And, you know, and of course it wasn't the grade of diamond that women wear on their fingers that we was using to cut through that, but yet it was very hard. You and I today, you know, we might look at our life and think that it's okay, it's not that bad. But when God looks down and compares us with that sun that was perfect, we really shine out as being bad at our very best. So we need to quit defending ourselves and just come clean before God with true repentance and live a life that way of accepting that you're not perfect and recognizing your failings and ask God to forgive you for them. But if you'd read with us, I'm going to start off in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. And I'm going to start with the 9th verse. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Then if you'll turn over into the 139th Psalm and start with the 21st verse. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that raise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, you and I know we're supposed to love everybody, but right there, the writer of that was saying hate. And, you know, I look around at the things that's going on in the world today, and I hate the sin and the things that men's into. I pray for the soul of them because I'm concerned, and I don't want them to go to hell, but I am not going to condone or tolerate the sin that they have chose because God hates it. And if God hates it, me and you supposed to hate it. And we're not to embrace it. Then if you'll turn over with us into Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and start with the 23rd verse. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God far off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Doth not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Now, you and I, a lot of times, we might know what the church stands for or what we've heard preached or what the Bible says, but then when we get out into the world, we take a little softer tone to those that we come in contact with because, after all, we don't want to offend them. Or we don't want to make an enemy, or we don't want it to look bad on us. But yet God here is telling you and I that, you know, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? You and I, when we're on the job or wherever we might be, God's looking at us and we're not hid from his sight. He sees us for who we are and he knows what stand we take. And just like back there, what we were reading to you, the heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful. And you and I, if we're not careful, we'll deceive our own self into thinking that things that's not right is acceptable because the world's accepting them today. But each and every one of us, we're coming face to face with a God that he has no tolerance for sin. He made a way for you and I and the whole world to escape. But if we don't accept it, when we come and stand before God, we're going to find out he has no mercy at those that deliberately disobeyed what God has. Even though we might have our name on a church book somewhere or another, God required each and every one of us to stand firm upon his word and not back down. And if we don't, when we come face to face with God, we're going to find out it's our own evil doing. Why? Because God knows our heart. We might deceive our own self, but God knows us for who we are and what stand we take. And each and every one of us, if we don't stand against the things of this world and the sin, we're going to stand before God and be judged the same as them. You find one place in Romans where it talked about, first chapter of Romans there, that he's going to hold me and you guilty if we don't stand up against all these things of the world. You know, a lot of times people think, well, I love God, so he's going to look over. But if you read the first chapter of Romans, and it talks of all kinds of sins in there, homosexuality, one of them. But then the 32nd verse, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You and I today, we might think, I'm not that way. I'm not like that. But yet we embrace the person that's in it. We never stand up and say anything. God's saying then we're going to be judged the same as they are. Each and every one of us, you know, the world is full of people that don't want to live according to the Bible. They don't want to know anything about God. But us as Christians, we should take a stand and speak out so that they would know what God requires. If we don't tell them, who's going to? If we don't live a life in front of them, who's going to? We're supposed to live our life to work. Us knowing God and living a godly life will convict the hearts of those that don't know God, those that don't want to have anything to do with God. And God is not going to back down on what he said. Here it says, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. You and I, that's what's happened. That's why the world looks at the church people like that, because churches all over the world is embracing that God hates, embracing the things that God says is sin, and we won't call it that. You and I, just because that I don't say what you're doing is a sin does not change the fact it's still a sin. If I sell my soul to the devil rather than offend you, it don't change the fact you're going to go to hell for your sin. Then I'm going to go to hell because I failed to tell the truth. That's what God requires in his word. He said, I cry loud and spare not. And if you don't want them, I'm going to require their blood at your hand. And you and I, today it's time for us to realize this whole world, they don't want God. They made their choice. But I'm so thankful. That don't stop the fact that each and every one of us, if we want to be a Christian and have the Spirit in our life, we can. But we got to look at this and realize, don't listen. You know, a lot of people, they think, well, I'm a Christian. I don't have a wicked heart. I can listen to what my heart's telling me. But do you realize, I've had, and you can say heart or desire or whatever, but I've had this old flesh to argue with my mind and when I knew what God required many of a time in life, because the majority of people, even church people, accept this. They will do this, so it must be all right. But if God's word says it's not, me and you better adhere to God's word. No matter what the flesh wants, no matter what the majority of people want. Because when we stand before God, God's not going to say, well, I'm going to let you go into heaven because after all, you was with the majority. Because he's already told us the majority of people's going to hell. He said it's going to be few that's going to go into heaven. You and you, our aim and our desire is to be in that few that accepts what God has laid out and how we should live. And if we don't, when we come face to face with God, we're going to find out that his mercy was only extended for a while. Then justice comes for me and you. Not because that anything we've done has justified ourselves to go to heaven, but because we've lived our life beneath the blood of Jesus Christ. When we fail, we ask for forgiveness. Listen to this. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongue and say, he saith. You and I, if I tell you something and I quote it to you as if it's Bible to condone what you're doing, that's still not going to get you by. You're supposed to read the Bible till you know what it says. You know, I had a boss one time that told me, and I was trying to tell her what was in the Bible, and she didn't have a King James Bible. Hers was a Catholic Bible. And I was trying to tell her because somebody had given me a Catholic Bible. And I quoted stuff out of her Bible that was contrary to the way that she was living. And I said, you need to read your Bible and find out what God's going to require of you then. She said, I don't have to read the Bible. I got the priest to tell me what I need to do. If the priest don't tell you, that's not going to get you by. If the preacher don't tell you, that's not going to get you by. Because you've got the word to read and to know what it says. Each and every one of us, I beg you, Don't let the majority lead you astray. Don't let even your own heart deceive you into thinking that it will be all right, because what I read to you there, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You and I. You know, don't you think you got a good heart? Well, wonder if the heart is deceitful above all things. Are you letting your own heart deceive you into thinking that halfway is good enough, or what I'm doing is good enough? If it's not what God is required, if you're not measuring up to what God wants, then it's not good enough. And desperately wicked, who can know it? You and I, you know, we need to let the Lord try us. In that last part, I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. You know, we're not making it to heaven on our good works, but once we get right with God, we should be bringing forth good works. Because he tells us that a good tree can't bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. You and I, if what we're doing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if it's not looked at as bringing forth good fruit, then we need to be on our knees praying until we get forgiveness. Because God is judging us for what we do every single day. And when we stand before God, there's nothing going to be hid. There's nothing that he don't know. He sees everything. He knows all about me and you. He knows things about you that you don't even know your own self. He knows your heart that good. He knows what's in your heart, what's the intents of your heart, even better than you know your own self. So that's why, don't think that because no other Christian, no family member, nothing knows what you're doing. God knows. And when we come before God, I'm not going to be your judge. Your mom and daddy's not going to be your judge. Your brother and sisters are not going to be your judge. But the God that knows all about you, everything, and he loved you enough to send his son to die for you and ask you to live your life fully surrendered under the blood of Jesus Christ, that you might be what God would accept. Each and every one of us. I realize this world has changed drastically over the last 50 years. You know, even people that wasn't Christians, just decent moral people, back in the 50s, if you took some of them and you just took them out of the 50s and brought them and planted them down right now and they seen what was going on in this world, they'd be ready to take people out and hang them from trees, because that is so immoral, so indecent. Nobody, no society can survive living like that. Well, the Bible tells us that. And look, Sodom and Gomorrah, isn't that something? Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire and brimstone. God tells us that's the way he's going to destroy the world the next time. And we're promoting the very things that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah as being acceptable. I mean, we've got leaders of our government that's in it, that's pushing all that kind of garbage. And we think it ain't going to cost us anything. We're just fooling ourselves, because God is not going to lower his standard just because man has lowered theirs. God's still holding to the same thing. While we sing just one verse of a song,